1-800-273-2218 or visit online at racinetheater.org.
Support for WGTD comes from Kenosha Winter Harbor Market. Eating Well is the vendor of the week. They feature organic, gluten-free vegetable burgers. For the complete vendor list, visit KenoshaHarborMarket.com. Indoors at the Roadie Saturdays from 9 to 1.
You're listening to WGTD HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. This is Technology Matters, a show for the casual and non-professional computer and gadget user, which airs on the second Saturday of the month. The show is hosted by Gateway IT instructor Christine Lazzaro, an experienced computer and high-tech gadget user. As new gadgets, computers, and other high-tech products hit the marketplace, for many of us, it all becomes a blur. Here on Technology Matters, Christine Lazzaro wants to cut through all the hype and give you the real scoop on those new products. Here's Christine with today's program.
And good morning, everybody. It's Chris.
And Dave.
And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, at least here in Wisconsin.
Oh, here too. It dipped down to almost 30.
Oh, geez, that sounds terrible, given that we're going to be below zero.
It's comforting to me. I kind of miss the cold, so fine by me.
Do you? Yeah, and a little bit of snow. I remember when I lived in Florida, it was hard to sometimes get in the Christmas spirit without, you know, a little coldness.
If it would have rained the other night, we would have got snow, but nothing yet.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, today is our annual tech gadget Christmas list. So Dave and I cull through all of the cool things out there and try to find something that's a little extraordinary to put in the stocking or put under the tree other than the standard tablets and iPads and iPhones and everything else. So that's what we're going to do today.
Last minute shopping because it's almost time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, it was really quick. I mean, Thanksgiving was late this year, and so that's part of why the stores opted to open early and ruin some people's Thanksgivings and all of that kind of stuff. But you know what? People will shop, and people will shop until they drop, right?
Just do it online. You save a lot of hassle.
Absolutely. So anyway, what have you got?
I've been looking at USB battery packs for a number of reasons. One I found on Amazon is the Anker, A-N-K-E-R, Astro Mini.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3,000 mAh battery. It'll charge an iPhone for a complete charge. And it's the size of a lipstick container, really, so it's nice and compact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw those, too, and if you're shopping for a woman, they come in a variety of colors, so they're kind of cool. And I would imagine if you don't want to shop on Amazon or you want to actually see them, if you stop at your local Batteries Plus store, I'll bet they have some. But, that is absolutely should be on the top of everybody's list for, you know, even a stocking stuffer, because you just never know when you need that charge. And these are just little things you can carry with you in your purse or your backpack or your briefcase and charge your cell phone. You don't have to plug it in.
Yeah, even at home. Also, it's a good thing because winter brings snow and ice, and sometimes power goes out. So it's a nice backup device. And for only $20, you really can't go wrong.
No, absolutely. And you made a good point about the power. So many people are dropping their, you know, landlines and, you know, going just straight for the cell phone. And, yeah, if the power goes up, how do you charge it? I don't know if you saw the if you haven't seen it, try to catch it. It's on National Geographic. It's, what was the name of it? Blackout America or America Blackout. Basically, it's done as a docudrama, and the premise is due to a cyber attack, the three power grids in the United States go out, and what happens afterwards. And a lot of it was done in put together in a compilation of videos people caught with their cell phones and stuff. And of course, my first question was, well, how did they charge their cell phones? So this would be perfect for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So my, now this is kind of, sounds kind of silly, but at the same time, I thought it was really cool because you can duplicate the same thing with just a pair of, you know, microphones. But this is a, it's Aerial, A-E-R-I-A-L 7 Sound Disc Beanie, and it basically is a winter cap with a set of speakers and an inline microphone that basically fit into the headband. And they've got two flavors. One is a really cool red with a, you know, pom-pom on the top, and then the other one is a neat little royal blue. Very good quality as far as the speakers go and everything. But the fact that it fits in, you know, will probably keep it a little bit closer to the ears and stuff. It's not earbuds. It's little discs, little speaker discs. So, you know, kind of cool. Little pricey at $60, but, you know, still, you know, if you're looking for something for, you know, especially now in the winter, I thought it was kind of cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
They could be used for making phone calls, too, I'm assuming. So that's not too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I kind of thought was cool. You know, you can leave your cell phone, you know, in your pocket and everything, and you don't have to worry about it. And, of course, you know, with the other thing that's on the top of everybody's list, if they've got any kind of a Galaxy device, is the Galaxy Gear, you know, using your watch and
all. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just another thing you have to remember.
Yeah, absolutely, positively. And the Galaxy Gear is pretty pricey, too. You know, like $200, $300. I mean,
ouch.
Yeah, you know, not cheap. But so if you don't have that, you know, what do you need if you have a touch device in the winter?
Need gloves.
Need gloves. Yeah.
There's a lot of gloves out there that are touch sensitive, so you can use them like an iPhone or a Droid or something like that. They range from price from like about low $20 to $60 and on. REI has a lot of good selections for different price points. Their retail store, I think there's one in Milwaukee. Otherwise, they have a really good website as well.
Yeah. And definitely there's been, you know, a lot more variety. I remember a couple of years ago it was harder to find, and they were pretty pricey when you could find them. And now you can find them in all kinds of different flavors and fabrics and stuff, and, you know, wool and everything. Definitely, you know, for anybody that lives in a colder climate. Well, even now, you know, with you dropping into the 30s, you need those gloves, you know.
It's only at night. During day, it gets to pick up to like 15, 60.
Yeah. So still, you know, sunshine and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, definitely take a look. And REI, you're right, has got a great selection. So, you know, here's another one that I thought was kind of cool for, you know, those who cook. Everybody's using their, you know, tablets or whatever, you know, for recipes now, you know, searching mm-hmm. their favorite online site. But if you leave it on the counter, then you got to pick it up, hard to see. So Belkin makes a kitchen stand and wand stylus for tablets, again on Amazon, $27. But very cool, and I liked the fact that they included a wand. Well, it's a stylus. It's, you know, not an active stylus, but, you know, the kind with the little spongy, you know, tip. But I know when I cook, I get very messy fingers and don't want to be, you know, touching my tablet. So, you know, the fact that you've got this little stylus, you know, thought it was really cool. So if you've got a cook in the family that likes to use their tablets for recipes rather than old-fashioned cookbooks, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. And something that could go along with that is any kind of stand that will keep like an iPad or a tablet upright without having to lean it against something is a pretty good idea. Those go for about $15 to $20 for the most part.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's a thoughtful thing that, you know, sometimes people don't think about, and, you know, and inexpensive. So, you know, even a good gift for kids to give to parents, you know, that are a little bit more challenged. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Next one on my list is more of a traditional one, but I think it's just so critical that people don't even think about it, is having a AAA membership.
Mm-hmm.
And those can be you can gift one right now for, I think it's $68 for a year membership.
Wow.
So they can tow your car for 7 miles, they can bring gas. The most important thing is they can come jump your car, or even jimmy the lock if you lock your keys in.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal for, you know, yeah, definitely a must-have. Yeah, if you don't have insurance coverage, and, you know, I was just looking at our car insurance coverage, and, you know, they, of course, can include that, but it adds to the premium, and it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, a AAA membership is definitely very much more affordable for all of that.
And yeah. One of those types of service calls would basically pay for the membership anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, it's different tiers, how many you can get. But, yeah, it's my aunt gives me one every year, and it's something I've come to really enjoy.
Good, good. So not necessarily a techie thing, but a lifesaver nonetheless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's another cool little stocking stuffer kind of thing for those that have budding artists in the family that like to use their touch device to draw. Sensu, S-E-N-S-U, makes an artist brush and stylus, and it's a literal brush. I mean, it's got brush tears and everything, but it works pretty decent on a touch device and gives some, I mean, it's not, there's others that are more expensive, that are more sensitive. This one does have, you know, doesn't get the finest strokes, but
mm-hmm.
still it's kind of cool, you know, and good to play with. And, you know, so many kids are getting, you know, tablets and everything, and it'll work with any touch device. So it kind of advertised for the iOS devices, but it does work with Androids as well. So kind of a cool little thing.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah. So...
next thing on my list is going to be the Chromecast. It's a device put out by Google where you can then, it hooks up to your TV via HDMI and USB. You can then use it with touch devices, laptops, and computers to act as a remote for like Hulu and Netflix, things like that. You can stream media to it. You have to do it through the Chrome browser, and mm-hmm. there's more pop-up things coming where you can do it other methods, but it's only $35, so it's a nice little last-minute gift, because if you want to hook up your TV or laptop to a computer and stream off of it or browsing or things like that, for $35, it's not a bad try.
No, definitely not. And you know, if you have a Chromebook as well, it works really nice for streaming from the Chrome. I mean, it'll stream from, you know, it's supposed to stream from any device, but definitely with the Chromebook, it works really hand-in-hand, and Chromebooks are not that expensive. I think for people that want to do that, that want to stream their Netflix and YouTube and stuff, you do have to have a separate device, because it's not inherently in the Chromecast, right?
It's kind of weird, because when you're using like YouTube or something like that,
mm-hmm.
when you're using your iPhone... because the Chromecast is also hooked up by Wi-Fi, it basically tells the Chromecast to then load the YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, you can use a tab in like a Chrome browser
mm-hmm.
to do other things with it and stream your own media.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I mean, for $35, you know, I mean, that's what Best Buy's got it for. You know, that it's really, really dirt cheap. If you want to have a device that will stream straight from Wi-Fi, then we go into things like the Roku.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Rokus on almost all my TVs, and I absolutely positively love them. But one of the reasons I wanted to mention it this time around is now Roku has a Time Warner app. So you can use your Roku, the Roku 3 and a couple of the older ones, the Roku 2 High Def. But if you have Time Warner, you can substitute your cable box for a Roku. Now, you can't pick up the local stations. It will not do that, but it'll do, you know, all kinds of the other Time Warner stations, and there are some of the networks that are also available on that. So you could get, like CBS, for example, is one of them. So it would do the CBS shows, just not the local station thing, so you couldn't get your local news and everything. But, you know, at $10 a month rent for a box versus a Roku, that you can then enjoy other things like Netflix and Amazon Prime and YouTube and all that, That's a, you know, that's a great little thing, you know, and put one in the guest room so they can watch their, you know, Cartoon Network or whatever it might be. You know? So the Roku 3, which is the newest flavor, is $99. And, you know, I think that between the Chromecast and Roku and all those others, you know, definitely giving, you know, they were giving the cable companies a run for their money, which is partly why I think Time Warner jumped into bed with Roku, because if you can't beat them, join them kind of thing, you know. So.
And the Time Warner app for iPads and iPhones is actually pretty decent and worth trying out because it is free. And you do get a lot of bonuses for using in your house. You can use it to do your DVR, but all those DVR rental costs add up really quick.
Yeah, they do, definitely. And you know, that's why you want to look at it. And just to clarify, one of the things that people need to be aware of is with the Time Warner app, you have to have both the Time Warner cable and the Time Warner internet. At least for the Roku Time Warner app, I don't know about the Time Warner app as it is for the iPad and stuff like that, but that's one of the things you can't, you know, so like if you just have Time Warner for internet, you can't watch Time Warner TV.
Yeah, you need a cable subscription service.
Right. So, but still, you know, if you're going to, you know, if you've got multiple TVs and, you know, you want to try to cut down the cost, you know, and eliminate some cable boxes, it's not a bad option. So, if you're still stuck with cable.
Yeah, and if you're not, there's definitely services like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. Those are also good gifts because they're pretty cheap.
Yeah, I love Amazon Prime. I mean, it's what, I want to say $80 a year, I think, or, you know, and not only do you get all of this, you know, streaming media, but then you're, you know, shipping is free on an awful lot of stuff that you buy from Amazon. So it's a, you know, it basically pays for itself, you know, ultimately. And there are a ton of things that are available from Amazon Prime for free. And then you can still rent things, too, you know, as well. So, you know, it's a nice thing. I mean, Netflix, you know, is same. And, you know, so all of those services are awesome, I think.
And there are media sites that stream different things, like, too, for, like, Japanese animation. There's a site called Crunchyroll. If you have a football fan, you can look in the Sunday Ticket, which is kind of expensive, but I think worth it. And I think there's similar ones for other sports as well. So
sure.
It's definitely worth looking into.
Sure. I mean, you know, if you want to do a cost comparison, you know, I mean, research all the things that you watch and identify all the things that you watch and, you know, and see. And I think, you know, you can save a ton of money, you know, if you still want local stations. They're all broadcasting in HD, and it's amazing how much HD is free if you get an HD antenna, you know. So here's another one that I thought was really cool, and speaking of Roku. So 3M has a streaming projector that is powered by Roku. So, and it's $180 from Amazon, but it, but any of your Roku media, you can now use a projector for doing that. So, again, Amazon Prime, Netflix, any of those movies, you can have outdoor backyard. And so it's Wi-Fi, you know, it picks up the feed, so you don't, you know, you can, but you can use it outside. So I thought that one was kind of cool. And then if you don't want to do the Roku route because that's too limiting, 3M also has another mobile projector. It's the MP300 for $225. And what's cool about both of these is they're battery operated, so you don't have to plug them in or anything. And they do have a jack for external speakers, but they also have their own speaker. That's not too bad, you know. And the size, I think if I recall, it projects up to a 10-foot, you know, 10-foot square kind of thing. So that's not a bad size.
That's not too bad. Any idea what the battery life is on that?
3 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. So you could watch, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You could watch a full movie, you know, and then when you start running out, it does have an AC adapter as well, you know. So So it's not like you're stuck. But, you know, I thought for 3 hours, that was, you know, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll do a movie. And then if you do have power, then you can just keep it plugged in, right?
Yeah, that's 3 hours is actually pretty good for a battery, though, for a projector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I was amazed when I saw that because it's, if I remember correctly, it's 60 lumens, which, you know, is not bad. I mean, it's not, obviously, it's not meant for daylight kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for outdoor watching, you know, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, once the snow goes away. And
well, you can always do a bonfire, you know.
Yeah.
And the regular one, the mobile projector, has an HDMI input, so then you can, you know, attach your tablet or whatever. Which
or gaming consoles, things like that.
Exactly, yeah. So I think that's kind of a cool thing. I think any, you know, that's another, you know, category. Those are two specific ones. But I think a projector makes a great Christmas gift, and they are so reasonable now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
even, you know, remember, Dave, when we first saw the Pico projectors at CES?
Oh, those are expensive. Yeah.
They are coming down so much. Target's got one. You know, it's not quite a Pico. It's not, you know, quite pocket size. But Target's got one, you know, this Christmas that's, you know, they're very reasonable now. I mean, that's technology, right?
Yep.
You know?
Cheaper and faster.
Absolutely, positively. You know, what else have you got?
Just fun little things for, I kept looking like a $20 price range. I think it's a good gift range.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually some fun nightlights out there. Like if you're a Doctor Who fan or know a Doctor Who fan, there's a TARDIS nightlight. There's some other ones like Thor's Hammer and some other comic book ones. They're pretty handy. We keep one in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting, you're stumbling through the night to get in there. So just fun things like that are definitely look out for.
Yeah.
Definitely,
you know, and that's just, oh, I had another one here, and, I can't remember the name of it, and part of the reason why I didn't actually include it on my list is they're sold out, but it was a bottle lamp kit, so, and anybody can do it. You don't have to drill into the bottle, you don't have to do anything. It's USB powered, so you can charge it. Basically, all it is the light kit. You just kind of stick it inside the bottle, okay? So that's why I said you don't have to drill for, you know, plugs or anything like that. But if you've got a cool bottle, I remember back, okay, I'm going to show my age, and hopefully some of our listeners will relate. The big gift when I was in high school in the 70s was bottle cutters. There was a wine, Spignata, that came in this kind of bulbous. The bottom was pretty bulbous, and it had, like, etched grapevines and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would take your bottle cutter, and you would cut it, you know, right at that point, and then had a little, like, sandpaper and stuff, so you sanded the edges so it wasn't sharper anymore. And then we made candles. Okay, that was a big thing in the 70s, and making candles. You know, hippie dumb and all that kind of stuff, okay? So now you take your pretty bottles, you know, what, you know, maybe it's a Chianti bottle with the wicker basket, and you buy this light kit, and you just stick it in the bottle. But because it's a USB charge, you don't have a plug or anything.
Hmm.
So I thought that was kind of cool. But like I said, they're sold out, you know, so, and they don't expect to have any more for Christmas. So it really wasn't a Christmas, you know, thing. But I thought it was a kind of cool little, you know.
Fun little art and craft type thing.
Absolutely, positively, you know. And if you, you know, do the old-fashioned hippie 70s thing and you take your candles and you drip candle wax down the bottle, then you can self-create and then you put the lamp on it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Speaking of nostalgia and all that kind of stuff, if anybody's still got any of their old Nintendo games, Retro Duo, Retrobit is the company, and they make all kinds of retro games. But now they have the Retro Duo Portable. So this is a handheld console that you can play your old NES and SNES games with.
It's pretty handy.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so the old Nintendos are a little clunky to be carrying around. But, you know, if you really, really loved your old Legends of Zelda and you just can't part with it and you want to play with it, you know, and carry it around with you, now you can.
And the other good part about that is those games are pretty reasonably priced, like local places or online. You get a bunch of games for a couple of bucks. So.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, goodness gracious, you know, everything's about nostalgia. You know, I've got for my old 2DS, I've still got the Atari. I got an Atari game that's got all these different games, and, you know, you start looking at them, and you're like, oh, my God, black screens.
Well, another good thing about those old games is they don't ask you to buy stuff in them.
Yeah.
You don't have to go buy DLCs, no net purchases. So, yeah, there's a lot of benefits and something like that.
Yeah. Everything is right there, you know? I mean, you're right, absolutely, positively. Oh, another cool gadget gift, Leap Motion. Did you get one yet?
I did not. What is that?
Oh, I thought you were the one that was so excited about Leap Motion. So Leap Motion, it's just a little box that will allow you to hands-free control your computer. It basically, it's kind of like a Kinect for computers. So it's just a little square, and it does, I think it's a 3-foot cube. And I saw it at a tech show a few weeks ago. Kind of cool. Not well developed. There's an SDK out there for programmers that want to program something. I think it's going to be very similar to the Kinect, where people will take this and they will discover what it's capable of.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $80, and you know, I think you know, for people that want to hands-free their computer, once you get used to it, and it's really sensitive, and it's got some pretty good accuracy, you know, for different, you know, gestures and stuff. So, you know, so for the techie that's got everything, including lots of time.
It's definitely one of those fun things you necessarily wouldn't buy for yourself, but it'd be fun to play with.
Yeah. Another one, SanDisk has got a wireless media drive, $99 for 64 gig, and 32 gig is $80. So you can wirelessly stream from your iOS or your Android device. And it's supposed to support up to 5 devices, but people that have used it does say it bogs down when you start adding that many devices. But I thought for a single, you know, for one person who is traveling a lot, who travels a lot, you know, and wants to carry a bunch of movies with them, even 32 gig, I would think, would hold, you know, and doesn't have the ability to, you know, have memory cards or is already using their memory cards for everything else, music and stuff. You know, kind of a cool little thing.
Yeah, that's pretty handy.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, again, you know, a little on the pricey side, but, you know, there's some other less expensive things. So
definitely.
Yeah. I'm looking up, real quick, I just looked up the mobile projector. Yeah, battery life up to 3.5 hours if you have it in eco mode, and I think that would just, you know, probably impact, you know, like if it was a high def kind of a thing, you know, would probably take a little bit more. Brightness up to 60 lumens. And then, of course, it does plug in. And the weight, I thought that was really kind of cool. It only weighs, where did I see that part? It weighs 11 ounces.
Wow.
It's 4 inches by 4 inches by 2 inches. Now, is that not unbelievable?
That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. So for, you know, again, $225, not a bad little thing, even for salesmen. Can you imagine?
Is that or hiding it in a house for a projecting system without it, like, being one of those giant things on the ceiling, like at school?
Yeah, absolutely. So, anything else?
Amazon Prime, we mentioned earlier, is another good gift idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think gift cards, for the most part, aren't faux pas. I think it's more normal these days. Those are still a good thing as long as for a store that has a lot of things to offer.
There you
like
go.
Like Target or Amazon, eBay, PayPal, things like that.
Yep. So there's our Christmas list for, you know, and a few of those are on my list. So if anybody's listening and wants to get me something. So everybody have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, and we will see you in 2014.
Happy holidays.
All right.